Hello, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. God bless you. God has for us. I want to just for a little while. I'm going to hold you long by the help and grace of God. Amen. A vessel for the Master. Amen. A vessel for the Master. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 20. Good to have each and every one of you in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor, and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. I'm also going to read in 2 Corinthians. If you want to go there, I'll give you a second. Chapter 4, verse number 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and verse number 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. We'll back up again. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul by the Holy Ghost dealing with the blessing of having God's Spirit, amen, in an earthen vessel. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power, amen, the word excellency is used, which means the exceeding greatness. Amen. Excellency is exceeding beyond the norm, well beyond. It excels. The exceeding excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Hallelujah. Now, a vessel signifies something. Amen. A vessel is used, of course, to put something in, or as a means of carrying, moving, pouring out. Amen. Or a transportation or moving thereabout. Amen. Or as a way of dispensing. Amen, something. Amen. I mean, you got a way of carrying something or dispensing it. God has chosen to dispense of His Spirit and of His works by the church. Amen. That's God's plan. He has ordained that. Amen. As He ordained the church, we are to be His vessels. Amen. His servants. Amen. Then everything that we have it of God. Amen. God doesn't want it. Sometimes there's some strange ways of saying things, but Brother Joel knows how to say it like the Lord kind of deals with his heart. Amen. If I put water in a bucket, I don't want it to turn into something else. Amen. Nor do I want anything added to what I put in that. Amen. As far as my vessels at home. Amen. If I put wanting tea in my glass to drink, I want tea in that glass. Hello. Amen. And what are you saying, Brother Joe? And also, I want a clean glass to drink it in. Amen. I don't want to, I heard that old song, wash my face in muddy water. I'm going to tell you, I just going to have to be. It has to be one of them things. And my brother Joe's not saying he wouldn't. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a last resort. Hello. If I'm fine, the pure and the clean, amen, I'm not going for the muddy. Amen to God. What are you saying? I think God's the same way. Amen. God has established a plan. God has established a pattern. Amen. And I believe that if we will meet that pattern, then God will take us as vessels. Amen. He will purge us. He will cleanse us. And He will fill us. And He will pour us out. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the whole of the work of the church. Amen. Falls right back to this pattern.
modern. Amen. Everything. Amen. Not only did they have the old days, the vessels, they would put seed in the vessel. Amen. And they would take that vessel out as they broadcast the seed. Amen. God has set the same pattern in motion for you and I. And so here in Paul is writing to this young preacher, Timothy, by the Spirit of God. And here he's begin to deal with Timothy about, amen, being that vessel, amen, that God has called, and amen, a vessel that is prepared, amen, and that has been allowed to allow God to prepare that vessel as He sees fit. Amen. Now, if you get to listen to some folks, and amen, then man is the preparer of that vessel, but I'm telling you, that's a lie. Amen. God has to prepare that vessel, and it's you and I's duty that we submit that vessel unto God in obedience and submission. Amen. If I'm the preparer of the vessel, believe you me, I'm afraid it's not prepared to God's acceptance. Amen. The Pharisees could have prepared it, but they, amen, God, Jesus said, except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no wise enter in. Amen. And so there has to be a higher work than that. Salvation is not a work of man. Amen. Sanctification is not a work of man. Amen. A work of man, amen, falls far short, but it is a work of God, amen. God's work in the ministry, amen, whatever that it is in His children, it's God's work, amen. The Word of God says that we are His workmanship, amen, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, amen, for it was been ordained that we, amen, should walk therein as God has said, amen. So I want us just to look for a little while, amen. He said, in a great house there are many vessels, amen, not only vessels of gold and of silver, amen, but he went on to list other kinds of vessels, also of wood and of earth, some to honor and some to dishonor. Amen. Now, I want us to see there are many characters of best classes of vessels, and then there are two major classes that he defines, honor and dishonor. Amen. So, no matter what kind of vessel we are, we wood, amen, if we stone, amen, gold, silver, whatever, God, you see, you got different purposes, amen, for using certain vessels, you use this vessel for this purpose, and amen, other things you want to use another type of substance, whatever that God wants to make us, amen. But there is someone, if I will submit to God, it will always be a vessel of honor. Unto honor, amen. To bring glory to God, amen. And not dishonor, amen. Vessels that are under dishonor, man has defiled that vessel, amen. And therefore, it cannot bring forth as God intended, amen. But I want us to see, amen. If a man therefore purges himself, amen. Youthful lust, fleshly lust, all of these things that he listed before and that he deals with this young minister about, amen, if I purge himself, the only way to be purged of all of these things is if I am willing, amen, to do what the Word of God says, amen, if any man will be my disciple, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me, or else he cannot be my disciple, amen. I don't care how many people want to finagle around the bush about whatever they want to do, I never can get by that particular point. Amen. I've got to come the way of the cross. I have to come by the means that God is working in the life and that God is about establishing, purging, and cleansing a vessel. Amen. If I don't allow God to clean me, I know that we have always, we've a lot of times had those folks in the church, it's their job to clean everybody up. Amen. What mostly they have done is drove them away. Amen, because they were trying to clean up something that, amen, they hadn't caught to start with. Amen, and if they'd left God's catch alone, God knows how to clean things up. Amen. Listen, if I got to have, amen, somebody come around and tell me everything I got to do when they die, pray tell, what am I going to do? Amen. No. Amen. I can tell you I better be subject unto God. Amen. I better allow God to deal with my heart. Amen. And move in my life. If God can't lead me, let Brother Joe just break a little. Amen. A sudden information to us. God can't lead me. He can't use me. Amen. If God can't get me to death, amen, heal myself to Him, pray tell, what in the world is God going to waste His time trying to pour something into my life? Amen. If I will not obey Him. Amen. It's as simple as that. If I got a bucket out there, it's got a big hole gaping holes in it. Amen, Brother Joe, it'd be a complete fool. Amen, to pour something special if it was valuable into it to try to transfer it somewhere else. I'd be just really ignorant, wouldn't I? I'll assure you one thing, God's not ignorant. Amen. God wants a vessel, amen, that is clean so that there's no impurities being added. Amen. God don't want the Word, His ideas plus this and plus that or plus the other. Amen. God wants the pure vanilla. Amen. God wants what He wants in the bucket. Amen. God, amen, knows only He knows how to purge and to cleanse a vessel. Amen. Listen, amen, the Word of God said that Jesus is He's going to sit as a refiner. Amen. And as a refiner, amen, of silver and of gold. Amen. And also He's going to, amen, as like fuller's soap. Amen. It's Him that makes the garment white. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I said, if I let Jesus, amen, what did Jesus say? First cleanse that which is within the cup. Amen. You know, these folks that I see that want to sling stones at folks that's got a little spot on their garment, amen, and all the while they just haven't seen that their cup's spewing forth all kind of venom. Amen. And all the while, it's just a blotting their garment all up. What's wrong? Amen. Well, all they're interested in, amen, is glossing over the effects of sin. Amen. And making themselves to believe that they are righteous rather than dealing with what is causing the blemishes to begin with. Amen. Listen, if I don't cleanse my heart, amen, I can tell you I can't keep my hands clean. Amen. I can't keep my life clean because out of that mouth, it speaks out of the abundance of that heart. Amen. Sooner or later, it'll spout out everything that heart's been a mulling and a murdering over. Amen. And it will not be pleasant when it does. Amen. Well, first cleanse the inside of the cup. Amen. Then you get that what's causing all those spots and blemishes and what's boiling over and causing all of those, amen, discolorations, amen, will begin to go away. Listen. I mean, what good would it do? Amen. You know, we can look at all kind of examples. Amen. A lot of times if you got a roof leaking, why you want to go to repairing the stains in the ceiling till you get the roof leak fixed? You're kind of wasting your time. Amen. First, let's get the cause fixed. I know we live in an age when modern medicine wants to treat, amen, symptoms rather than the disease. Amen. But I can tell you in God's kingdom, it ain't never that way. God said we need to treat the disease. Amen. We need to deal with the roots and with the cause. Amen. Would to God that somebody, amen, get a hold of Washington and let them get a hold of that just a little bit. How much better things would get in a little while if they'd get back to God, get to dealing with truth and verity, amen, and deal with what's really wrong, amen. By the way, amen, we live in a world, a church world, amen, that would rather, amen, to walk around with a whitewash can, amen, than to have, amen, to get somebody back to Christ and the Calvary and the blood. Hey, come on with me. Amen. I said they'd rather walk around trying to whitewash sin, amen, rather than to just deal with the problem to begin with. Amen. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. I can tell you He's a treasure. Amen. God's a treasure that is beyond His description. Amen. To have Him living in the very spirit of a man, woman, boy, or girl, there is no greater treasure. Out of that living in there comes, I can tell you, there is no end to what that can produce. Only eternity will reveal the fullness of that. Amen. Here you are wondering again. Oh, listen. Amen. I can tell you the possibilities are endless. Amen. When Brother Bounds is just on the subject of prayer. Amen. When he's the book, The Possibilities of Prayer, he quotes it. Amen. As a text out of Psalms chapter 2. Ask of me, I'll give you the heathen for thine inheritance and the uttermost part of the earth for thy possession. Amen. Listen. When God is on the scene, amen, there is no end. I heard Jesus tell His disciples, nothing shall be impossible to them. Amen. Maybe it was Jairus he said that to. That believe unto His apostles, He said, nothing shall be impossible unto you. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Well, to whom is that, Brother Joe? To whom God can purge and cleanse a vessel. Amen. And fill it, glory to God, with the things of God from heaven. Amen. Listen, amen, I'm telling you, God boiled this in my spirit. Amen. Here, I went back to Exodus. Amen. Now, I'm gonna knock that old man down, reveal him for what he is. Amen. Exodus chapter, amen, number 25, verse number 10. And they shall make an ark of cedar wood, 2 cubits and a half shall it be the length thereof, and 1.5 cubits the breadth thereof, and 1.5 cubits the height thereof. And thou shalt overlay it with pure gold, within and without shalt thou overlay it, and shalt make upon it a crown of gold round about. Amen. The word cedar wood comes from the word acacia. Amen. It's a thorny, amen, twisted, gnarled wood that growed, amen, in that region. It's thorny, twisted, and gnarled. You mean that's what, amen, the Spirit of the Lord was abiding in? Come on with me. I'm headed somewhere now. Amen. What is that, Brother Joe? That's you and I. Thorny, twisted, and gnarled. Come on. You know, I won't say that. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. No wonder God has such trouble. Amen. That's what He's got to work with. Amen. Thorny, twisted, amen, and gnarled wood. Amen. But I can tell you, God ain't going to have it by itself. Amen. There's going to have to be some covering going on here. Amen. So God takes the most purest thing that man has as far as metallurgy is concerned, and that's gold. Pure. And God says, you're going to cover that thing within and without. Amen. Not going to leave it. Amen. That bare, thorny, gnarled wood is going to... Listen, I'm going to tell you something, man. We'll lose patience trying, amen, to do anything with that long before He got anything done. Amen. It takes the patience of God. Amen. I said it takes the patience of God. Only God can transform this thorny, gnarled, amen, wreck that we are. Amen. Come on. Cover us, amen, with the purity, amen, of gold, hallelujah, amen, and make a way by, amen, that covering, the atonement, amen, that He may inhabit the life. I tell you, God ain't moving into a finery, amen, a place of a deity and holiness. He has to come and cleanse, amen, and sanctify, amen, and atone and cover the place of His dwelling. Amen. Well, what does that ark symbolize? The presence of God. Amen. In order, that ark is placed in the middle of a skin tent in the inner chamber. It is the innermost portion of that. That skin tent represents you and I. That's God's intention all along. He walked in the cool of the day with man, and it's His intention to dwell, amen, not only with him, but in his very spirit, amen, to God. And God has made a way by which He, amen, can steal His life in you and I. Amen to God. As we will be prepared. Amen. And allow God to shape and mold and fashion us. Amen. To that place where He can inhabit the life. Hallelujah. Almost every, amen, every vessel in that house of God purged. Amen. It's been sanctified by the blood. Amen. I can tell you, God ain't got a vessel that He'll pour anything into. Amen. That the blood hadn't been applied. Amen. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Amen. Oh, amen. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fountain I know but that which has come from above through Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! about ready to have church. Amen to God. Listen, amen, I can tell you God is desirous, amen, to move in these last days. Amen, and He's going to move where He can find a vessel. Amen, that is willing, amen, to not give God advice. Amen, not to try to, amen, take things into one's own hands. Amen, but to say, Lord, I'm yours. Amen, you take me. Amen, whatever's got to go, has got to go. Amen, whatever you want to stay, let it stay. Amen, whatever you want to pour in, you pour in, amen. Ooh. I'm yours, and I ain't nobody else's. Amen. Hallelujah. I belong to you. Amen. You know, we've almost come into church where we got, amen, a lot of mentality that thinks that God's people somehow or another belongs to men or organizations or whatever. I'm telling you, something about that is terribly wrong. Amen. Amen, brother. Not being hateful. I told an overseer one time, I said, sir, I'm not being, amen, trying to be hateful or malevolent. Amen. But understand something. First of all, I belong to God. Number one. Amen. If it's not that way, then I can tell you ain't getting nowhere with God, no matter what. So who said it, don't care who said it. Amen. I have to be His first. Amen. I can tell you as He leads me, yes, I'll submit, amen, to the ordinances of man as they come under the ordinances of God. Amen. Listen, modern religion, we're headed somewhere quick. Amen. We're headed to a place where, amen, folks think that amen, when I heard the fellow over there that said they had rewritten the, amen, their Bible for the gays. And I hate to even use that term. Amen. I'm telling you, that don't sound like a way of life that is perverted from the Scriptures. Amen. And from the common, amen, work of God's creation. Listen, everything that devil does is, amen, is perverse. In all of its ways, amen, the devil hadn't done anything right. Amen, only God does things right. Amen, and only those that allow God, amen, to lead and manipulate and move them will do things that are right. Amen. Listen, reread the Bible. Don't matter how you rewrite it. Amen, God hadn't ordained it. Amen, God hadn't inspired it. Amen, and it will not stand the test of God's judgment at eternity. Hello? Amen. Man can say anything that he wants to. Amen. If thy heart condemned it not, just remember something. God's greater than your heart. Amen. Come on with me. Amen. Just because I override conviction don't mean God's went along with it, sir. Amen. We live in an age when folks seem to think that the overseers have a right to tell God, this is the way that we can't run church like this no more. Amen. It's got to be this way. God says, oh no. Amen. You ain't the builder of it. Amen. Paul said, as a wise master builder, amen, there's only one foundation that is laid. Amen. Let every man build on that foundation. And that foundation is Christ. Woo. Amen. The stone which the builders have rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. Amen. Yeah, around the world, amen, Christians are dying, amen, simply because they will not, amen, deny this Christ. Amen. I just see the, amen, Shobat or whatever his name was, just published a video of a man that had his head locked off. Amen. Simply because he would not deny Jesus. Oh, Brother Joe, yes, and amen, in 2015, amen, they're doing it across the world. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you, but he's still worth dying for. Amen to God. Amen. I said He's still worth, amen, dying for. This treasure in an earthen vessel, it's worth everything. Amen. I can tell you, whoever we are, amen, the Apostle Paul, amen, by church history, amen, read, amen, that he wouldn't allow the blind, amen, the blindfold. I want to see him come in, amen, with my crown. Hallelujah. Amen. He knew that God's faithful. Hallelujah. Amen. And we'll be a faithful vessel. God will perform what He said He'd do. Let me hurry. Amen. So listen. Amen. God's going to work with us. It ain't because He's had an easy time. And when, I don't care how popular a person is, when God finds him, He ain't found no little darling star. Come on with me. We all come out of the same miry clay, out of the same horrible pit. Man's a fallen creature. I don't care who he's born to. Daddy's the best evangelist ever been, or the best pastor, amen, or the greatest prophet that's ever been, he's still a fallen creature. Come on. Therefore, we all stand equal in that God has to do the same work in every life. Amen. We're made equal, by the way. God made them. I heard Billy Graham preaching a few weeks ago in Orange County, California, back in the 80s it was, I believe. And he said, amen, God is made of every nation, of one blood. God's ever made of every made every nation. We're all equal by that blood. And by that blood, he has brought us all into the same place of being dead in trespasses and sins. Amen. Therefore, we all have the same universal need, amen, to be brought back to life, amen, in the Spirit by, amen, the washing of by the blood, the cleansing, and the Spirit of God bringing life, amen, back to a vessel that's dead. Amen. Living sacrifices. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, God ain't after the dead things. God's after living things. And when I say living, I don't mean the flesh living. I mean the Spirit living. You see, there's two kinds of death. The Bible is explicit. Amen. Blessed and holy are they that have part of the first resurrection is the resurrection unto life. Amen. And he goes on and that second resurrection, resurrection unto death. Amen. And he goes on and it is the second death. Amen. And what do you mean by that? The first death happened, amen, in the record in Genesis, amen, when man, amen, died that day, partaking of that which God said, the day and hour that you partake of it, thou shalt surely die. Woo! I've been dead, and now I'm alive. Well, glory! I share something, amen, with Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I am he that was dead. And behold, now I'm alive, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. Hallelujah. I was dead. Amen. And he found me. Hallelujah. I fell on my knees. Amen. Oh, I'm down on my knees praying to the Lord. And he come by. Amen. With his blood. Amen. My Bible said, amen, there's life in the blood. Hello. That's why a man said you couldn't. The Word of God says we're not partaking of blood. That's why the Jews, amen, eat kosher meat. They boil the blood out of their meat. Amen. Because God said, you watch it. Every false religion, for the major part, witchcraft, amen, all of those religions use blood in their rituals. Amen. But they use it in the wrong pattern. Amen. Listen, that's why I can't buy the teaching of transubstantiation. When you teach it, that, amen, during that service, that wine or whatever's in that glass becomes the actual blood of Christ, amen, I can tell you, I'm forbidden to drink the blood of man, amen, or animals, for that matter. The life is in the blood, amen. But I can tell you, when the blood of Jesus is applied, amen, I know, oh, hallelujah, life comes by the Spirit of God, and through that life-giving blood of Jesus Christ, purging and cleansing a vessel. Though your sins be as scarlet, he said, I'll make them white like the wool. Amen to God. Ain't nobody can do that but him. Let me hurry along. A vessel. Amen. Some things that I want to just look at for a vessel. First thing is, amen, we've done been touching on it. Amen. That vessel must be, amen, cleansed. Amen. Cleansed. Amen. And there's only one means by which God accepts, amen, vessel to be clean. Amen. That's not through the first church of the Pharisee. Amen. That's not through, amen, some set of good works. Amen. By the local masons. Amen. No, sir. It's by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen.
We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you is our prayer.